Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at the NetSurfer browser from Sweet.
Okay.
Now,
Interesting.
Sweet's not exactly a household name.
Right.
They're kind of like the two guys in a garage of the software world.
Yeah.
But what they've done is they've actually created a browser that goes head-to-head with some of the biggest names in the browsing game.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing that they've managed to, I mean, they're really focusing on a secure, fast, and just a really different browsing experience.
Yeah, on there.
Which is impressive for such a small team.
Not afraid to say it. They've got three versions
right.
of NetSurfer. There's the standard edition NetSurfer Extreme, and then one specifically for e-gamers.
Yeah.
But security and privacy are really at the forefront of all three.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that really struck me when I was looking at this. It's like they're not shying away from kind of calling out big tech on some of their data collection practices, you know? Like they even mention Google's alleged use of ex-CIA agents, which
yeah, no, that was a good,
pretty strong statement.
Pretty bold, I thought.
Yeah.
But it really does set the tone for kind of their approach to security.
It does. It shows that they're taking this very seriously, and they're putting the user's privacy first and foremost.
Yeah.
I mean, NetSurfer itself is actually built on Microsoft's WebView 2, so it leverages Chromium for performance and those security updates that are so important. But the key difference here is that Sweet themselves, they don't collect any personal data.
Oh, wow.
They don't track your clicks. They don't filter your links. Nothing like that.
That's impressive.
And they even offer a private mode for, you know, if you want that extra layer of protection.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they've thought of everything.
I like that they've got the little visual security indicators right there in the address bar.
Oh, yeah. Those are really handy.
You can instantly see, you know, green for HTTPS, red for HTTP, blue for local files.
Mm-hmm.
So you know exactly how secure your connection is, which I think is really helpful for a lot of people.
And it's really about giving the user more control.
Yep.
Like you were saying, they block social media and website tracking by default.
Right.
And you can even control cookies on a per-site basis.
Oh, wow.
So you really have that granular control over your privacy.
That's fantastic. So it's not just about security. It's also about performance.
Yeah.
Have they
absolutely.
Have they made any claims about how fast it is?
Oh, yeah. Sweet is actually claiming that NetSurfer is a contender for the fastest browser out there, which is a bold claim.
Okay.
But, you know, it's designed to be very lean, very efficient.
Yeah.
And they are using WebView, too. So
yeah.
It's got that performance base. They even have benchmark results that they've published using tools like Speedometer, Jetstream, MotionMark, all those.
Wow.
So you can actually compare it to your own browser and see how it stacks up.
I love that they're putting that out there for people to test.
Transparency is great.
But themselves,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not just them saying, oh, yeah, we're the best.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, here's the proof. Go try it out. See what you think.
Exactly. Put your money where your mouth is kind of thing.
Exactly. Now, another thing that I noticed when I was looking at the materials is that they really seem to emphasize originality. They even call other browsers clones, which I thought was a little cheeky, but it definitely makes you curious about what they've come up with.
Yeah. And they haven't just like tweaked the interface a little bit. I mean, it's a genuinely minimalist design.
Okay.
And it really prioritizes speed and user control, which are kind of their two big things.
Right.
And there's this really interesting feature. It's called refresh and restart.
Okay.
And what it does is it just closes all your tabs at once.
Oh, wow.
So if you're like me and you get that tab overload,
yes,
you just hit that button and boom, fresh start.
I love that because I am so guilty of having like 30 tabs open at any given time.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, I don't need all these anymore. But it's like,
it's so hard to close them all.
Such a pain to go through each
one. This is just like one click and you're done.
I love it.
And it's those little touches that really show that they've thought about the user experience.
Yeah. And they've even got a built-in ad blocker that updates automatically.
Oh, yeah.
Again, just anticipates what users are going to want.
It's like they've taken all the things that we find annoying about browsing and just stripped them away. They've kept the core experience and just made it as smooth and as enjoyable as possible.
I love it. Now, I'm curious, have they included anything else, you know, beyond just the basic browser functions?
They have. They've actually integrated a media player right into the browser.
Oh, wow.
So it can handle local files, it can handle internet streams. It's pretty versatile.
Okay.
And it kind of shows that they're thinking about that multifunctionality. You know, you don't necessarily need a separate app for everything.
Right.
And then there's a little hint that they might be building a larger ecosystem because they have this PC Drop app,
Okay.
which lets you sync with Android smartphones.
Oh, that's
So
cool.
you can kind of see where they might be going with this. Maybe a whole suite of
Yeah.
interconnected apps and services.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what other ideas they have kind of brewing behind the scenes.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. But let's talk about customization for a second, because this is where the three browser versions
Okay.
actually kind of diverge a little bit.
Yeah.
So with the standard Net Surfer, they're really focusing on that maximum security
Right.
by not supporting extensions at all,
Yeah.
which is an interesting choice.
It is. But then you have NetSurfer Extreme and the eGamer Edition, which are designed for Windows 10 and later, and those do support extensions. So that opens up a whole world of possibilities. And Suite has actually created their own extension library. It's got a curated selection of V3 extensions that have been handpicked and vetted by them.
It's cool.
To really enhance your privacy, security, and just give you more control over your browsing experience.
Okay, so what kind of stuff can we find in this library?
Well, they've got some of the big names that you'd expect, like Proton Pass, Proton VPN. Those are great for privacy.
Yeah.
You've got uBlock Origin for blocking ads and trackers.
Yeah.
But then they also have these really cool specialty tools like Ultra Wideo Upscaler, Zoom to Fill. There's even an Instagram downloader.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can download all those cat pictures.
Of course, gotta have the cat pictures.
Exactly. But it's not just those mainstream things. They also have some really unique offerings,
Okay.
like the Suite Page Source extension, which is great for developers or anyone who just wants to see how a website is built. And then there's the Web Out Loud Reader, which can actually read web pages aloud.
Oh,
So
wow.
it's a great accessibility feature.
I love that. So they really have put a lot of thought into catering to different types of users, which is great. Yeah, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Now, before we go any further, I'm just curious, what stood out to you the most so far about?
You know, honestly, it's their philosophy. The fact that they offer all of their software for free. There's no logins, there's no registrations, there's no feature restrictions, and everything runs locally. They don't rely on the cloud. They call it their go green approach because it reduces their reliance on servers and it promotes a more sustainable tech environment, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really refreshing to see a company that's actually trying to challenge
Yeah.
the status quo a little bit and
Absolutely.
say, hey, there's a different way to interact with technology.
Yeah, we don't have to be beholden to these big tech companies. We can have privacy, we can have control over our data, and we can have a great user experience. You know, it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're taking the power back, giving it to the people.
Yeah, power to the people.
I like it. Now,
And that's really reflected in NetSurfer. I mean, all the design choices, the features, it's all about putting the user in control.
yeah, I love that. Now,
It's more than just a browser, it's a statement.
it is a statement. I agree.
That's a
I
philosophy.
want to dive deeper into some of those design choices because
Okay, sure.
I'm really fascinated by
Yeah, let's do it.
what they've come up with here.
Yeah.
So let's take a closer look.
And get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, let's get into the nitty-gritty. What makes NetSurfer's interface so unique?
All right. Well, it's really about stripping things back to the essentials. They've gotten rid of a lot of the clutter that you find in other browsers.
So, like, what kind of stuff are we talking about here?
Like all those extra buttons and menus and options that you never really use, they've just streamlined everything, made it really clean and easy to navigate.
Okay, so give me an example.
Okay, so remember that refresh and restart function we talked
Oh,
about?
yeah, the one that closes all the tabs.
Exactly. That's a perfect example of their minimalist approach.
Yeah, it's such a simple idea, but it's so brilliant.
Right. Instead of having to go through and close each tab individually, which can be a real pain when you have a ton of them open.
Oh, tell me about it.
You just hit that one button and boom, you're starting fresh.
Yeah, and it's like a mental reset, too, you know?
It is. It's like clearing your mind and starting with a clean slate.
I love that. And I also really appreciate that they've included a built-in ad blocker that updates automatically.
Oh, yeah, that's
Like
huge.
they understand that we don't want to see all those annoying ads,
Right.
and they've taken care of it for us.
And it ties into their whole commitment to user privacy and control. You know, it's like they're saying, we're not going to bombard you with ads. We're going to give you the tools to manage your own online experience.
I love that. Now, speaking of tools, we were talking about their extension library earlier. They've got some pretty interesting stuff in there, right?
They do. They've got a really good mix of popular extensions and then some unique ones that you don't see everywhere else.
Yeah, like what kind of unique stuff are we talking about?
Well, they've got this extension called Suite Page Source,
Okay.
which is basically a developer tool. It lets you view the source code of any web page so you can see how it's built.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's great for developers or anyone who's just curious about how websites work.
Yeah, or if you're trying to learn how to code, that's a great way to see how other people are doing it.
Exactly. And then they have this other extension called Web Out Loud Reader,
Okay.
which can actually read web pages aloud to you.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's a great accessibility feature for people who have trouble reading or who just prefer to listen to content.
I love that. So they really have put a lot of thought into catering to different types of users.
Absolutely. They're not just targeting one specific demographic, they're trying to make a browser that works for everyone.
Now let's shift gears for a second and talk about performance. They claim that NetSurfer is one of the fastest browsers out there.
They do.
But how does it actually hold up in real-world use?
Well, based on their benchmark testing and user feedback, it seems to be pretty darn fast.
Okay, so it lives up to the hype.
Yeah, I mean, it's designed to be very lightweight and efficient, so it loads pages quickly, it handles even complex websites smoothly.
Right.
You know, it doesn't bog down your system.
And remember, they're encouraging users to compare those benchmarks to their own preferred browsers.
Exactly. They're not afraid to put their money where their mouth is.
I like that. Now, another thing that contributes to its speed is that all their web apps within the browser are ECH compliant.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Can you explain what that means for our listeners?
Sure. So ECH stands for Encrypted Client. Hello.
Okay.
And it's basically a new standard for encrypting the initial connection between your browser and a website.
Okay.
And what this does is it prevents anyone from snooping on that connection
Right.
and seeing what websites you're trying to visit.
Okay, so it's a privacy thing.
It's a huge privacy thing, but it also has the added benefit of making the connection faster.
Oh, wow. So it's a win-win.
It is. And thanks to Cloudflare's integration, NetSurfer can take full advantage of ECH.
So you've got the security aspect covered, you've got privacy, and you've got speed. It's like the Holy Trinity of browsing.
You got it. And they're doing all this while maintaining a minimalist and modern interface.
Yeah, it's really impressive what they've been able to accomplish.
They really seem to have found a sweet spot.
Now, let's address the elephant in the room for a second.
Okay.
Suite is a small company. They're going up against giants like Google and Microsoft.
Right.
Are there any potential downsides to using a browser from a smaller developer?
Well, that's a valid concern. I mean, with any smaller software project, there's always the question of longevity and continued support.
Right.
Will they be able to keep up with the rapid pace of browser development and security updates?
Yeah, that's a good point. And their extension library, while it's curated, is still limited compared to the vast ecosystems of Chrome and Firefox.
That's true. But the extensions they do offer are chosen very carefully,
Okay.
and they cover a wide range of needs. Plus, they're focused on quality over quantity. They're not just trying to have the most extensions, they're trying to have the best extensions.
And extensions that align with their values, right?
Exactly. Privacy, security, control, those are the things that matter to them.
It's like they're saying, we're not going to offer every extension under the sun,
Right.
but the ones we do offer are going to be top-notch and they're going to be aligned with what we believe in.
Precisely. And it all comes back to their philosophy, you know? They're not trying to be everything to everyone.
Right.
They're focused on creating a specific type of browsing experience
Right.
that prioritizes certain values.
And they're not afraid to challenge the norms of the browser market. I mean, they literally call other browsers clones.
Yeah, they're not pulling any punches.
No, they're not. But it's refreshing to see that kind of honesty and that commitment to originality.
Yeah. They're not just trying to replicate what's already out there. They're trying to create something genuinely different.
And I think that's what makes Suite so compelling. They're not just building a browser, they're building an alternative vision for the web.
Exactly. A vision that's more user-centric, more values-driven.
I like that. So, for someone who's used to the familiar interfaces of Chrome, Firefox, or Edge, what would you say is the biggest adjustment they'd have to make when switching to NetSurfer?
Honestly, it would probably be the minimalist approach.
Okay.
NetSurfer strips away a lot of the bells and whistles that you might be used to in other browsers.
Okay, so like what kind of stuff?
Like, you know, those multiple toolbars and all the
Right.
different settings and options that are kind of hidden away in menus.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming sometimes.
It can be. And NetSurfer just simplifies all of that. It gives you the essential tools that you need and
Right.
it gets out of your way.
But wouldn't that be part of the appeal for some people?
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of people are looking for a cleaner, less cluttered browsing experience.
Yeah, it's a chance to declutter your digital life and just focus on the content.
Exactly. And NetSurfer helps you do that.
Now, speaking of decluttering, their built-in ad blocker and anti-tracking features are pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, they're top-notch.
It's not just about blocking those annoying ads, it's about protecting your privacy.
Right. They're actively blocking those invisible scripts that track your every move online.
Creepy.
It is a little creepy, but NetSurfer puts a stop to that.
Good. And their curated extension library, while it might be smaller than some others, still offers some really powerful tools.
Oh, absolutely. They have extensions that can block malware, prevent fingerprinting, even stop those annoying cookie consent pop-ups.
Oh, I hate those.
Yeah, they're the worst. But NetSurfer can help you get rid of them.
So they've really thought of everything when it comes to security and privacy.
They really have. And the best part is that it's all built on a foundation of speed and efficiency.
So it's not just about feeling safe and protected online.
Right.
It's also about having a smooth and enjoyable browsing experience.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between security and usability.
I like that. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. The design, the performance, the security, the extensions.
We have.
But what does it all mean for the average user?
I think it means that there's a genuine alternative to the mainstream browsers.
Okay.
NetSurfer offers a different way to experience the web, one that's more focused on privacy, control, and simplicity.
And it's not just some theoretical concept, it's a real-world product that people are actually using and loving.
Exactly. And the fact that it's completely free makes it even more appealing.
Yeah, that's always a plus. So what would you say to someone who's on the fence about trying NetSurfer?
I'd say, what are you waiting for? You have nothing to lose and potentially a whole new browsing experience to gain.
It's a chance to break free from the browser bubble and see what else is out there.
Exactly. Explore your options, find what works best for you.
Now, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, which is Sweet's Go Green
All
approach.
right.
It's not something you hear a lot about in the tech world,
Right.
but it's a really important aspect of their philosophy.
It is. They're trying to minimize their environmental impact by keeping their software local and reducing reliance on cloud servers.
Okay, so they're bucking the trend a little bit.
They are. Most companies are moving everything to the cloud,
Right.
but Sweet is going in the opposite direction.
And they're not just talking about it, they're actually doing it.
They are. All of their software, including NetSurfer, runs locally on your machine.
So there's no need to constantly be connected to a server.
Exactly. And their web apps are designed to be self-contained,
Okay.
meaning they don't require constant communication with the server.
So it's not just about the browser itself, it's about the entire ecosystem they've created.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach to sustainability.
And I think that's a really powerful message.
It is. It shows that you can build software that's both user-friendly and environmentally conscious.
It's a reminder that technology doesn't have to come at the cost of the planet.
And it's an inspiring example for other software developers to follow.
So it's not just about building a better browser, it's about building a better future.
Well said.
That's a great point. It's inspiring to see a company that's not just focused on profits, you
Yeah.
know, but also on making a positive impact.
Wait.
We've talked a lot about Sweet and their philosophy. I'm curious about the people behind it all. Who are these two guys in a garage?
Well, that's where things get a little mysterious. Sweet is incredibly private about their team.
Really?
Yeah, you won't find names or bios or even photos on their website.
Oh, wow. So they're really like in the shadows.
They are. It's pretty unusual in this day and age, you know? Everyone's putting themselves out there,
Yeah.
but they're like the Banksy of the browser world.
I love that. That's a great analogy. But it really does speak volumes about their commitment to privacy,
It does. They're not in it for the fame or recognition.
right?
Their focus is solely on the software and the message it embodies.
Which makes you wonder, what are that message? What are they trying to say with NetSurfer?
I think it's a message of empowerment. Like they're saying, you don't have to be a tech giant to create meaningful change. You don't have to sacrifice privacy for convenience. And you can build a thriving community around software that respects its users.
It's like they're creating a digital sanctuary, a space where you can browse freely without feeling tracked or exploited.
Exactly. A safe haven in the wild west of the internet.
I like that. So if our listener wants to learn more about this digital sanctuary, where should they go? Do they have like a bustling online forum, a lively social media presence?
Oh, you might be surprised to hear that their online presence is pretty minimal.
Really?
Yeah, they have a website with downloads, documentation, some basic information about their software, but that's about it. No forum, no social media to speak of.
Wow, they really are committed to doing things their own way.
They are.
It's almost like they're a secret society for privacy-conscious internet users.
Maybe that's part of their appeal. They've created this sense of exclusivity, like a community for those in the know.
I love it. Well, we've definitely let our listener in on the secret today.
We have.
We've explored the ins and outs of Suite's NetSurfer browser, from its unique features and minimalist design to its unwavering commitment to privacy and control.
We've seen how they're challenging the status quo with their go green approach to software development.
And we've uncovered their intriguing decision to remain anonymous, adding another layer of mystique to this already fascinating company.
It's been a wild ride.
It has. So to our listener, I encourage you to check out Suite's website, download NetSurfer, and see for yourself what this unconventional browser is all about.
It's definitely an experience worth having.
Until next time, happy surfing.
And may your online adventures be free, fast, and fulfilling.